Stuff with Steve Hothersall on Radio City Talk.
Right, if you went back to, say, November, it looked pretty glum when you were looking at Ronald Koeman. He had one of those faces, dejected faces, like he didn't know where to turn. All of a sudden, 2017, three Premier League wins on the bounce. And how football can change things. Let's catch up with Alan Irwin. He looks a surprisingly happy man now, Al.
He looked pretty glum on January the 7th, Steve, after an FA Cup defeat at home to Leicester. And I'm thinking maybe that was a turning point, given the performances we've seen since, because he berated his players after that Leicester defeat and said something has to change. He knew that he had a job to do. But it is four wins from the last five league games now, which is pretty impressive form. And the other game was a draw at Hull, so it has been a series of good news weekends for Everton in the Premier League, at least. And I know they'd like to still be in the FA Cup, but the concentration is very much on finishing as high as they possibly can in the league. And they did an excellent job at Crystal Palace on Saturday.
Well, you can definitely see a difference, can't you?
Yeah, and I think that difference comes in, you know, their own belief more than anything else. When you can, you know, win a game against Arsenal, as they did. They lost narrowly to Liverpool. But since then, the games that they have actually won, they've been pretty much in control of, you know, the win at Leicester. And again, at Crystal Palace at the weekend, there was only one winner. I think Palace only had a couple of shots on target. But Everton, far from the first sort of 8, 9, 10 minutes of the game, dominated throughout and fully deserved the victory. They applied pressure. Ross Barkley was back to what the fans have been asking of him, taking on players, controlling the game. There was support down the flanks, particularly from the right with Seamus Coleman. And they created opportunities, which is something that they haven't been doing, or certainly weren't, in the first half of the season there. And I think it's helped with a bit more support for Lukaku up front. So in that sense, all looking a lot rosier in the garden. But you know how quickly things can change in football.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He seems to have returned to a different system. Is it 3-4-3 now? Is that what he's gone back to?
In a sense, yes, because Morales is very much up there supporting Romelu Lukaku. So there's a different type of formation, and Ross Barkley seems to have been given a freer role to me. He's not necessarily one of those three, you know, alongside Lukaku and Morales. It's more of a freer role for him, and I think that's come about because of Tom Davis alongside Gareth Barry, which ponders and poses the question of what happens with Idrissa Gueye on his return, because ordinarily you'd say he comes straight back into the team, but, you know, do you disrupt a winning sort of rhythm and a winning formation and chop and change? The answer would be no, wouldn't it? But, you know, it's difficult to leave a player of that calibre out who if you were to be judging a player of the season on you know, the first 3 or 4 months, it would be Idrissa Gueye for Everton. So it's a difficult conundrum that Mr. Koeman's got to solve, but that's his job, isn't it? So, you know, it is looking a lot healthier.
Certainly. And whereas Liverpool are massively missing Sadio Mane, Idrissa Gueye, as you say, at the moment,
he's not being missed, which is strange, isn't it? Because everybody was really worried about the African Cup of Nations. Initially, before Yannick Bolasie's injury, we were talking about losing Bolasie and Idrissa Gueye, and what a massive blow it would be. But, you know, out of adversity, you know, something can always turn positive, can't it? And in this sense, it's been a good news story for the introduction of Tom Davis. And Gareth Barry's only been playing an hour of the game, which is probably all he's capable of now. He is a player who can control a game. And if Everton have got control for that hour, then, you know, you've got a perfect replacement coming on in Morgan Schneiderlin, who's going to be pressing for a starting place, isn't he, as sooner rather than later. And I think that will happen eventually when Gareth Barry's engine finally runs out.
Now, you touched on Ross Barkley before.
Yeah.
Do you think his improvement in form is simply down to that idea that he's seen the emergence of someone else in Tom Davis, felt a little bit of pressure off, but also thought, as you do sometimes in a team, I've got to step it up when someone like that's alongside me?
You mean in the sense that the responsibility is off his shoulders as the scouser who's
maybe
probably relied upon?
A little bit of that, but also the sense, and I would sort of equate it to that thing when Daniel Sturridge sort of upped his game when he was playing with the Suarez.
Yeah, there is that. I think he's probably seen and heard from Ronald Koeman, who's not you know, want to you know, mess about in terms of the way he delivers words to players. He will say it probably to Ross Barkley exactly as it is, and you know, he's had the warning a couple of times when he's been hauled off the pitch, and he's been left out of subsequent lineups, and I think the message probably has got home. But I think Ross Barkley is very much a confidence player, and I think he needs, you know, a lift at times from maybe others. He needs, you know, an element of support. I know it sounds a bit silly for a 23-year-old who's been in the game a long time now, but he does seem that type of player who wants to be cajoled and an arm around the shoulder and to be told time and time again how good he is and what he can deliver. And I think, you know, it's a difficult one for Koeman to manage, because Koeman's not one to mince his words, as I said earlier. And if he's not delivering, I think he's prepared to tell him. And I don't know whether Barkley takes kindly to that, or whether he needs, you know, support of other players around him. And this Tom Davis situation may well have helped him.
Now, away from Everton, I'm not sure what was the funniest story of the weekend, whether it was Steve Bruce trying to get Ross McCormack back from his house.
Well, leaping over his gates.
Yeah, his electronic gates. Yeah. And Ross had claimed these were broken, that's why he couldn't come to training. So that's a funny one. So he's been sort of frozen out now. Or Rod Stewart doing the Scottish Cup draw.
I've just seen that, Steve.
Oh, is that priceless?
Well, somebody said he needs to be a bingo caller in the end. Something he probably would make a good bingo caller, but he certainly pulled out a home draw for his favourite club, didn't he? In no uncertain fashion, but he did pull out Rangers at home as well. But yeah, he was excited, to say the least, wasn't he?
I think he's banned from doing cup draws from now on.
Stubbs alongside him looks certainly nonplussed by that whole situation.
What I was saying before, the funny thing is, Alan's quite a funny guy. He's got a good sense of humour.
Yeah,
so
well, we've worked with him a few times.
I know. I didn't see why Alan wasn't in. I'd have been in tears watching Rod Stewart do that.
Oh. Yes, it was one of the highlights of the weekend. A good footballing weekend, but not for Liverpool, I'm afraid, Steve.
No,
it didn't go right, did it, for them on the day?
We'll catch up with John Barnes in about 20 minutes on that one. But
yeah,
would you think it's all evaporated now? All talk of
no,
a title.
No, football's, you know, a funny game. We've said over and over again how it can change very quickly, Steve. I mean, you know, you look back, you know, 6-7 weeks, everyone was saying how brilliant Liverpool have been. Let's remember, it's only the third league defeat of the season, Steve. And, you know, you can win a title only losing, you know, 3, 4, 5 games. There's time for Chelsea to slip up. They've got some big, big games to come. Hull took them a long, long way yesterday. They were unlucky themselves not to get a penalty, maybe change the course of the game. A lot can happen. I know there's, what, how many games left? 15, is there? 15, 16 matches. There's time for things to change. And, you know, the game at Anfield is a big one, but you'd say every single game now is vitally, vitally important for Liverpool, Chelsea and Arsenal and Spurs, who are still in the mix.
Your guide to Merseyside sport. The kickoff.
Radio City Talk.